Thank you, Pastor. Everybody, praise the Lord. Tonight is a special night for you. The Lord is going to touch you tonight because there's revival sound in the house. And this GCK of January will make a definite impact with fresh anointing, fresh miracle, fresh power in your life in Jesus' name. And for all those who are in various locations, in various nations, all over the world, and you are connected with Uyo Akwa Ibom, something great is coming your way. The anointing that breaks every yoke will work in every life. I know I'm talking to somebody there. Where is he? Where is she? Father, well, thank you and bless your name. Great, mighty God, with great love, great grace. Lord, we pray that tonight nobody will be left out. Everyone will have a taste, a touch of your power in Jesus' name. Salvation for everyone. Restoration for everyone. Healing. Healing for everyone. Miracle for everyone. Deliverance, dominion for everyone in Jesus' name. Nobody goes out of here tonight empty-handed. Fill every life with the power that breaks every yoke. Well, thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of the heart are the issues of life. In the normal, in the natural, in the physical, your heart is the center of your very life. If you are strong, it's your heart. If you're weak, it's your heart. If you are kind of laid back, it's your heart. If you are progressing, it's your heart. For the heart gives us the issues of life. In the spiritual too, your salvation is your heart. Your deliverance is the condition of your heart. Your healing is the condition of your heart. That's why it says, keep your heart. With all diligence, you come before the Lord, you come with your heart, and something good will happen to you there. And as you come, not just with your body, yes, your body has to be there, because your heart directs your body where to go and where to sit. And as your heart has directed you here, now you come in the presence of the Lord, and it says, out of that heart, your own heart, are the issues of life. And so the anointing we're talking about, Christ's own anointing, because Christ is the anointed one. In Acts chapter 10, reading from verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. That's the anointing that we're talking about tonight. The anointing of Christ, the anointing of Jesus that saves, that heals, that delivers, that breaks every yoke. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. There is power that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, and every problem in your life, that power will break it and destroy it, demolish it, roll it away in Jesus' name. Anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Anywhere Jesus gets to, he does good. and is coming to you tonight, it will do good in your life. It will do good in your heart, and do good in your body, and do good in your family, in Jesus' name. It went about doing good and healing all, not some, healing all. Tonight, the blind will be healed. And the deaf will be healed. The paralyzed and impotent one will be healed. How do we know that? Because Jesus Christ is going to get to you there. And he'll do good in your life, and he will heal you. He heals all that are oppressed of the devil. For God is with him. For God was with him. Tonight I'm talking to you on a new heart through Christ the anointed. A new heart through Christ the anointed. Three things I'm looking at with you. Number one is receiving a new heart for a new life. New year has come. New life has come for you. And that new life is anchored, is hinged, is rooted and grounded in the new heart. Because, you know, as the heart is, so your life is. If your life is going to be new, your heart will have to be new. And he gives us this new heart so that we'll have a new life, a new life of joy. Mine. A new life of happiness, that's mine. A new life of victory, that's mine. Say, that's mine. A new life of progress. And that new life comes from the new heart, receiving a new heart for a new life. As we look at that in Jeremiah chapter 24, read from verse 7. And I will give them an heart to know me. I will give them. That's the gift of God. And it's available for everyone here today. And everyone hearing the voice of the preacher tonight, anywhere you are, and you are connected here, the Lord says he has a gift for you. I will receive my own. I will receive my own. And the gift he gives, it says, I will give them an heart to know me. You'll know him as creator. The heart to know him. And the heart to understand. He is my creator. And because he is my creator, I'm going to give all that I am. Everything I am, I'm going to give to him. You know him as a redeemer. You see, our lives have been upside down. Actually, we made ourselves slaves to the devil and slaves to the taskmaster. And we couldn't redeem ourselves, bring back ourselves, or buy ourselves out of the slave market. That's why he comes to redeem us. He's the redeemer that comes to purchase the slave out of slavery. And then he redeems you unto himself. And he says, I'll give them a heart to know me as the redeemer. I'll give them a heart to know me as the savior. If you're falling into the ditch, into the gutter of sinfulness, and you're just there helpless, you couldn't help yourself, it is only God. Even man cannot help you. Look at that drug addict. Parents cannot help, and the psychologists cannot help, and the people that offer what they call the psychological knowledge, they cannot help. The man is there in the gutter, but there is a savior. And he says, I will give them an heart to know me, to know him as savior. And as you bring your heart to the Lord today, and he gives you a mighty exchange, so that all that made you to be falling into the gutter of sin, of abomination, of occultism, is going to give you a new heart today. And it is the heart, remember, that it determines your life. And God says he knows your problem, and he knows your need. He knows the only thing, the number one thing you need that will help you to have the new life. The new life in the new year. I'll give them an heart to know me as creator. Know me as redeemer. Know me as the savior. Know me as the deliverer. You see, for us to be delivered, you might not see the powers that walk about in darkness, the demons that go about in life. And once they strike a man and attach themselves to a man, they determine what he does, what he says, where he goes. And those demons control his life. They want to destroy him. And there is only one name given among men that can deliver you, deliver anyone from those demons of destruction and demons of the occultism. Just one name, Jesus. And when that Jesus is invited and he comes into your heart, you know him as the deliverer. Tonight, I said, tonight, I will give them and heart to know me. You know him as the healer, because he still heals today. And the name of Jesus heals. But you know, you have to believe that in the heart. And if you have an unbelieving heart, if you have a heart that doubts everything, you don't know how to believe or what to believe. But when God himself gives you a heart to know him, like the people of old knew him, and they just knew, if I get to Jesus, he'll heal me, he'll deliver me, he'll destroy what he's trying to destroy my life. It's him that gives that kind of heart, that you know him as the healer. And I pray that tonight you will know him. I said you will know him. Amen. You know, sometimes you buy a book. Maybe you are a student, or you were when you were a student, and you bought this book, and it's teaching biology. You read the first chapter, it did not make any sense to you at all. And then I say, what's the name of the author of that biology book you are reading that you don't understand? You mention the name. You know the name. But it so happened that the principal of the school happened to employ that same man, the author of that biology book, to come and teach biology in your school. Now, that author, as a teacher, stands before you. And he wrote the book. And by the time he explained chapter 1, you said, I understand. Why? Because you know the author now personally. There are things we do not know. I read the Bible. I read of a person who is able to save. I read the Bible, I read of a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to deliver and change life. But even though I know that, and I think I know, yet I don't have the experience. But now Jesus comes, and he's right there in front of you, and he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And whosoever hears my voice, I'll come in. And now when you invite him to your heart, it's right there now. It's not like he's far away. In Matthew chapter chapter 11 verse 28 is far away. In Matthew chapter 28, now it's right there at the door of your heart, and you open the door and he comes in and you say, now I know him. You know him tonight. You'll be so near, you feel his presence there, and as you open the door, you know him as the Savior, as the healer, as the deliverer. A believer, let me talk to you there. He is also sanctifier. He purifies our heart. He purges our heart. And you know, many times people struggle. I want to be pure. I want to be righteous. I want to be holy. But the thoughts are going in the wrong direction. But he says, I will give them an heart to know me as the sanctifier. When you know him, he comes in. He cleanses your heart. He purifies your heart. We say, praise the Lord. It's not a struggle anymore, because he has given me the heart. The heart to know, the heart to believe as purifier. The heart to know and to believe as sanctifier. Because he says, I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord. Not I was, what he was, he is. What he will be, he is today. That I am, I'm the Lord. I am the Lord, the Creator. I am the Lord, your Redeemer. I am the Lord, your Deliverer. I am the Lord, your Savior. I am the Lord, your Healer. I am the Lord, your Sanctifier. He says that you will know, I am the Lord, and they shall be my people. God will make you his own son, his own daughter. He says, come out from among them. You have to single yourself out. Come out from among the drunkards. Come out from among the sinners. Come out from among the people that defile themselves. And he says, when you come out, he will receive you. Tonight, heaven is going to receive you. God is going to receive you. And then he says, they'll be my people and I will be their God. He'll be your God, the supplier of every need in your life, the perfecter of all the imperfections of your life, and the one that turns your life around for the better. And he says, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. You are coming to the Lord tonight. I said, you are coming to the Lord tonight. And as you come, he will receive you. He will never reject anyone that comes. And once you say, Lord, I come. You invited me. You are my creator. I realize that now. I come. You invited me. And you are my redeemer to buy me off from the slave market. Lord, I come. And you are my deliverer. I've been struggling and struggling to deliver myself. I couldn't. Now you give me the heart to accept you, to receive you, to believe you. Lord, I come. And whosoever comes to him, he will for no reason reject. He receives you tonight. And when he receives you, he gives you a new heart. Receiving a new heart for a new life. A new life is beginning tonight. What you used to do, you will not do anymore. What you used to go, you will not go there anymore. I didn't hear quite a bomb, amen. What you used to drink, you will not drink anymore. And the night club you used to go, you will go there no more. Because something happens to you today as he gives you our heart to know him. We're coming to number two here. Number two is recovering new health through our Lord. Somebody shout, new health. Is that a quiet one voice? You have new health tonight in Jesus' name. We look at the word of God in Jeremiah chapter 17, reading from verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. And you see certainty and assurance in that verse of scripture. No doubt in that verse, no unbelief in that verse, there is no maybe or perhaps in that verse. It says, heal me, me. Say, heal me.
Heal me.
He will do it in Jesus' name. You know, the man praying did not mention what the sickness was, because he knew it doesn't matter what the sickness is, if it's God you are directing the prayer to, and you say, heal me, he will heal you. And he works so supernaturally. And he works in such a way that the moment you say it, it happens. Because God has promised. So one, you have the promise of healing. And because you have the promise of healing, and God will do, he will perform everything he has promised. He promises and is a performer of everything that he had said. And the moment you come tonight and you say, heal me, O Lord, you will be healed. And then maybe you tried this and tried this and tried everything, but it didn't work. But what God does tonight will work. His invisible hand will touch your blind eyes, and those blind eyes will see. And his mighty hand will touch those ears that are deaf, and those ears tonight will hear in Jesus' name. And if it is ulcer or cancer or brain problem, tonight, heal me, O Lord. Tell me the rest. Tell me the rest. Tonight, that healing is coming to you. Because it says, I am God, I change not. He's done it before for other people. He has opened the eyes of the blind. He has made the deaf to hear. He has made the dumb to speak. What he was, he is today. The way his power was in the past, that power is today. And because he is God, he changes not. And Christ that has the anointing, because that Christ changes not, the same yesterday and today and forever, your healing has now come. And the moment we call on the name of Jesus, because it is faith, through faith in his name, that gives this man the perfect soundness and wholeness which you see and behold. I see you healed already.
Yes.
I see you delivered already.
Yes.
On the basis of the assurance you have in your heart. You know, it's a heart matter. You come with your heart, and you come to the Lord, and he gives you the heart already to believe, to know him as healer, to know him, a deliverer. And you say, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Give me a good amen there. Save me, and I shall be saved. When you are not ashamed, and you tell him in the public, you say, I need salvation. There's nothing to be ashamed of that. And somebody fell into the well, and is to be drowned there. If he drowns there, he dies there. But people did not know. He has to shout, help me, save me. If he's ashamed to shout out loud, he'll die there. You know, a sinner who is ashamed and he doesn't want to say, save me and I shall be saved. If he's ashamed of the Savior and he does not call, he does not cry out, he dies there in a sin. You will not die in sin. So the man said openly, plainly, save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. After he heals you, thou art my praise. After he heals you, thou art my praise. What does that mean? It so changes your heart. It so changes your life that your life now will be a praise unto the Lord. Your life now will give glory to God. That's how we know somebody who is saved. Somebody says, I am saved, I am saved. But we say, but your life is not offering praise to God. You are a thief, you are still a thief. Nobody praises God for a thief remaining a thief. You were a fornicator, an adulterer. You're still a fornicator, an adulterer. Nobody gives praise to God for, you know, somebody who remains a fornicator, an adulterer. You were a drunkard, and you're still remaining a drunkard. Nobody gives praise to God for that. It is when the real, definite, visible, observable healing of the Lord is in your life that you'll say, praise the Lord. Look at the man, he's totally healed. Look at the woman, she's totally healed. And if you have been under the oppression, under the attack, under the affliction of evil spirits, and if you're still in under that affliction and you're still talking out of sense, nobody praises God for that. It is when the deliverance is clear, the deliverance is observable, the people say, praise the Lord. Look at the man, he was abnormal, now he is normal. That's when praises go to God, and it says, save me, O Lord, and I shall be saved, and then, for thou art my praise. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed, for thou art my praise. Your life will bring glory to God, because your light will so shine before men. In your office, they'll see, they don't see the darkness anymore, the sinfulness anymore, the lying, the deception anymore. They don't see the craft or the crafty, a carnal attitude anymore. They see a new life. And because they knew that new life, that they can see, for thou art my praise. Your life will praise the Lord. Your healing will praise the Lord. And tonight, when you stand up out of that wheelchair, you know, if you sit in that wheelchair, nobody praises God for that. But it's when you rise up from that wheelchair, because I know tonight the healer will get to where you are. He will deliver you. He will set you free. And then you'll be able to say, thou art my praise. Give me a good amen. You know, when somebody saved, before he was saved, everywhere he was, you know, he'll be fighting. You know, angry, fighting. And his eyes always red. And people try to run away from him or from her. But now, he has prayed the prayer, "Save me, O God, and I shall be saved." And God has answered his prayer. That God will answer your prayer tonight. And coolness comes upon his face. The red eyeballs are no more red. The anger, the hatred, no more there. And people see him and they tell their neighbors, "Have you seen Madam so-and-so? Have you seen Mr. so-and-so? Come and see him. Don't talk, just look at him." And that one comes and he says, "I can't even see anger, animosity, hatred on his face anymore." And then the other one says, "Praise the Lord, that's what I saw, that's what I wanted you to see." It is when that change has happened in your life that thou, you'll be able to say, "Thou art my praise." It will change your life tonight. It will save you tonight. And your life is going to be totally different in Jesus' name. And look at number three here. Number three, we're looking at repenting of old habits for notable liberation. Liberation coming your way. Amen. You know, somebody asked, "Why is this fellow like that?" And I say, and they say, "This is a new year. And I see the man, I see the woman, I see the boy, I see the girl. And it's like the same old challenge, the same old life. And the same old bondage is still there." I say, "Well, I can explain that to you." I say, the old habit that brought him down, he continues in that old habit. Calendar does not change life. December 31st to January 1st does not change life. The name of the day, Monday, Tuesday, does not change life. It's the change of habit that changes life. Because life is composed of habits. And habits start like a bit, a little. And a bit, when you put that together and you put H, that becomes habit. And little by little by little, a little string that binds him. Another string binds him until the strings are so thick that the habit becomes unbreakable. And it is the old habit that forms the life. If there's going to be liberation, a new life, in a new year, it's not the calendar that changes the life, it is the change of the old habit that changes life. And your old habit, you couldn't change by yourself. There's somebody near you there, his name is Jesus. He will change all your old habits in Jesus' name. And it is when those old habits are changed that you have a new, notable liberation. It'll liberate you tonight. You come and you say, "You are my liberator. You are my savior. You forgive and you set free. And Lord, I come tonight and I want total freedom." Now, when I talk about habits, what are the habits? Look at Mark chapter 7, verse 21. "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts. That's where it starts. Evil thoughts will bring up evil action. You never do anything except you think of it first. Evil thoughts. And when somebody has evil thoughts, evil action will follow. And it comes to a new year and it still harbors the same evil thought. Evil action will follow. Evil act, evil action, evil habit will produce the same bad old life. And it says, from the evil thoughts, from the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, then adulteries. Nobody commits adultery without first thinking about it. It's the evil thought that, you know, gets them to adultery. And fornications. Nobody commits fornication without first having the evil thought of wanting to defile himself, herself, or defile another person. Murderers and murders. And nobody commits murder without first having evil thoughts. That's why it starts. The evil thought in the heart that doesn't put any value to somebody's life, and he just wants to do that because of the evil thought in the heart. Look at verse 22. In verse 22, sex, how does somebody steal without having the evil thought? It's the thought that leads to, I'll steal that. He doesn't work. He cannot work. He doesn't want to work. But he steals. He's out of the evil thought. That's how the thefts come. Covetousness. A thought in the heart. The evil thought produces the covetousness. And wickedness. This man is wicked. Well, it's not his hand. It's not his feet. It's not even his mouth. Is the heart, is the thought. The evil thought brings that. And when all these things are compressed in the life of a man, that fellow is a bad man, an evil man, a wicked man. Deceit, deception comes from that evil thought. And it's the evil thought, the habit. A person is always thinking like that, always deceiving people. The life will be bad. You might call it a new year, but there's no new life. It doesn't have new year. You cannot have new year. It doesn't have new heart. You cannot have new life. It is the change of those old habits that bring the change. And then it says lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. It says in verse 23, all these evil things come from within and they defile the man. But what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Give me a good amen.
Amen.
Tonight, you bring the old heart or the old habits to the Lord, and you say, yes, Lord, I know. My thoughts are like that. My thoughts are like that. So my action becomes like that. My action becomes like this. But I need salvation. I need forgiveness. I need cleansing. It will happen tonight.
Amen.
But you must bring that old heart, that old habit. You bring it to the Lord. There's going to be a mighty change, a mighty transformation tonight in our lives all together in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at Ezekiel chapter 18. I'm reading from verse 30. Ezekiel 18, verse 30. Actually, I'm going to start from the middle there. Repent and turn yourselves. You have to make up your mind. It's a decision you take. Repent and turn yourselves. What does that mean? You turn, you've been looking at something. And now you turn. When you turn, you cannot see that thing again because you've turned your face away from that thing. The thief turns away from what he's always looking at, wanting to steal. And the covetous man turns from what he's always been looking at, that is coveting. And the fornicator, and the adulterer, the adulteress turns from what he or she has always been looking at. And because he turns, that's the repentance. Let the wicked forsake his way, and your righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord and pray unto him. And then God says that he will pardon, abundantly pardon. Forgiveness is coming to you tonight. Cleansing is coming to you tonight. It looks like I'm hearing the voice of young people. Older people, give me good amen. Because that new life is for everyone. Liberation is for everyone. And the Lord grant it to all of us in Jesus' name. Repent and turn yourselves from your transgressions. From your transgressions. Is the Pharisee that will be confessing the sin of the publican. You know, those Pharisees, religious people. Oh Lord, I come, and I am not like that publican. He's confessing the sin of the publican. I do this, and I'm not, like this, like that. But you know what it says here? It says you turn yourselves from your own transgressions. So iniquity shall not be your ruin. If you continue in the iniquities of the old year, you'll be ruined like you could have been ruined in the old year. And if in the new year you continue in the old habit, the ruinous, destructive old habit, even in the new year, destruction will come, ruin will come, judgment will come. It is in the repentance that liberation comes. It is in the turning of yourself that the new life will now come. New life you will have in Jesus' name. Look at verse 31. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart. You see that? The heart of the matter, the matter of the heart. The heart of the matter of a new life, of liberation, of salvation, and of a happy, good, prosperous new year. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. That's why it says, and it tells us very clearly, make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? I will not die. I will not die. Therefore, I must throw the poison of suicide. You must throw that away. If you just, I will not die. And then you have poison that you bought in the old year. And you didn't empty that bottle of poison and pour everything away into the refuse. and you're still holding that bottle, and you're saying, I will not die, I will not die. And then something pushes your hand to take the poison, and you swallow it, and you say, I will not die, I will not die. Your action contradicts your confession. And when your action contradicts your confession, it doesn't work. But when you really turn from the old life and you say, old life no more, old habits no more, and all the old behavior no more, and then you say, I will not die. I agree with you, you will not die. When you turn away from sin, turn away from evil, turn away from all the old habits of the old year, and then with that repentance you come to the Lord, even the sickness in your body that wanted to kill you, I say, no, you will not die in Jesus' name. And so he says, you house of Israel, why will you die? Look at verse 32. In verse 32, for I have no pleasure in the death of him that dies. He doesn't want you to die. He wants you to live, and you are going to live. He doesn't want that sickness to kill you. He wants you to be healed, and you are going to be healed. You must give me a good believing amen. It says, I have no pleasure, no delight, no joy in the death of him that dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn yourselves and live ye. You will live. I'm talking to somebody there tonight. You will live. Say, I will live. I will live. Liberation comes to you tonight in Jesus' name. Salvation comes to you tonight in Jesus' name. Healing, health, deliverance, dominion comes to you tonight in Jesus' name. Blessing upon blessing upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. What do you do? So that salvation will come, that forgiveness will come, and that freedom will come. You turn away from the sins of the old life, and then you pray the prayer, save me, O God, and I shall be saved. Forgive me, O God, and I shall be forgiven. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm talking about you. I said, I'm talking about you. Well, thank God for your salvation tonight. And your life, or that salvation, will be a praise unto God. And then you are sick in any way, small disease, big disease, tonight you are healed. As we say, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Your healing is sure, 100% tonight in Jesus' name. We know what to do. We're coming to a holy God. And we come as sinful people, unrighteous people, evil people. And we cannot bring our evil to God and rejoice in it and say, oh God, if you want to save me, I am evil, I'm going to continue in evil. You're not going to be saved like that. I'm a sinner, and I still want to continue in my sin. I love my sin, but God, holy God, just overlook my sin, patch me as a sinner. It doesn't save that way. But he has told us what to do. He says, turn from your wicked ways, so that iniquity, sin, will not be your ruin. And as you come tonight and say, Lord, with a broken heart I come, sorrowful heart I come, I have been a sinner, but I come with hope. I come with faith because Jesus died for me on the cross of Calvary. And I'm asking, Lord, as I turn away from my sin, from my evil, save me and I shall be saved. You believe that? You accept that? You're going to do that? God bless you. I said, God bless you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Serious matter. God has opened a book now in heaven, the book of life. And he has the heavenly pen himself in his hand. And he wants to write your name among the people that live, the people that will not die unnecessary death, and the people that will escape judgment. He wants to write your name now, but he's waiting for you that you will accept his forgiveness. You'll accept his liberation. You'll accept his salvation. And you confess the sin, forsake the sin, and say, Lord, save me, forgive me. The things I used to do, I will not continue in them. The places I used to go, I will not continue there. And the bad, bad, old, sinful, evil habits, I will not continue there. Heads bowed and eyes closed. If you are having the salvation now, and you are having the forgiveness now, and you are confessing and turning away from every evil sin you have done, where are you? Raise up your hand right there. Raise up your hand right there and say, Lord, here I am, here I am, here I am. I confess, here am I, I repent, here am I, I turn from my evil way. Raise up that hand. God bless you there. God bless you there. If you're raising up your hand, you will stand up. You're raising up your hand, God bless you. Thank you. You'll stand up and you'll say to the Lord, all the old habits I turn away from, all the old behavior I turn away from them. I don't want sin to ruin me. I don't want fornication to ruin me. I don't want adultery to ruin me. I don't want stealing, theft, deception, lying to ruin me. Lord, I come. Tell the Lord right there. He says, if we confess, you must do that. And you don't confess other people's sin, your own sin. If we confess and we forsake, we'll have mercy. Tell the Lord while you're standing there and say, Lord, here I come. Lord, here I come. Save me and I shall be saved. Save me and I shall be saved. That's the only time you write your name in the book of life in heaven. And then you'll be a candidate of heaven because you've confessed, you're forsaking your sin, and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And then he cancels the whole habit. He cancels the old lifestyle. And he gives you a new heart, a new life, a notable liberation. Do that, do that, do that. I mean it. Lord, I come to you and I will not go back to my sin. Say it and mean it. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I've called upon you, and I know your forgiveness by grace, by mercy, by your love, your forgiveness has come to me. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and thou shalt be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. You are standing and you mean it with all your heart, that you have brought your heart to the Lord. You raise up your hand now, I pray for you. Those who are standing and you mean it in your heart, that you turn away from sin, your peculiar sin. You turn away from your bad, evil, old habits. And you believe that Jesus died for you, and his blood cleanses you from all sin. We're praying together now. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your promise of salvation to all who repent. And as these people have stood up and in their hearts, and they've told you with their mouth that they turn from their sin and forsake their sin, Lord, I pray in your mercy, love, and compassion, forgive them in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, you'll grant them the assurance that your mercy has applied your love and your grace, and they are saved in Jesus' name. Give them the assurance. Let your spirit bear witness in their hearts. They are now children of God. And the grace for transformation, the grace for new life, grant to every one of them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody now will say amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there, and they will, you know, go through the proper process. They give you the form to fill. Because you have come to Christ unashamedly, you are not ashamed to now be called a child of God. Keep standing as the counselors will help us and take the names. And the pastor is officiating or handling that tonight. Will come and lead us in this session. After that, we'll come to pray the miracle prayer.
Congratulations. You are now a candidate of heaven. All the counselors, please move everywhere now, please. Take their names. Write in capital letter. Their phone numbers. Some of us will move at my left-hand side. Make sure you go at the back. Those who cannot write, you help them. Counselors, make sure you help them, you assist them. Please move at the very back. Remember the decision you have taken tonight. Give them the correct address, the correct name. You are now a child of God. No more telling lies. Please, counselors, even at my left-hand side at the very end, move there. At the language church, do the same. During the altar call, if you are watching online and you give your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link connected below your player. Click it and fill the form so we can assist you further in your new work with Christ. Also, if you are listening in via radio or television, you just gave your life to Christ, send your name, phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. I repeat again, +234 915 444 9263. There will be a special meeting, lunch hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their lives to Jesus today, tomorrow by 3 p.m. at this venue. And you can see there is a building there at my left hand. That's where we'll be having the meeting. And as you come, you will see the difference. God will bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Counselors, please make sure you attend to everybody. Move round. And those of us who are expectant tonight, be praying. And I know something will happen tonight. There will be a special online banquet for all those watching online who gave their lives to Christ on Sunday, 8th February 2026. More details about this will be sent to you. Our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special banquet. Uyo Aquaibom Believers Banquet on Sunday 8th. Don't forget, February 2026 at Deeper Life Bible Church. Time, 3 p.m. Counselors, if you are true, you wave your flag up. Remember to write in capital letter their phone number. Please give them the correct name, your correct address, so that we can help you and assist you in your spiritual life. Be preparing tonight will be great. Counselors, let's be fast. In my frontier, please attend to some person there. If you are finished in the frontier, can you wave your hand? At the frontier, are you true? It's okay. Thank you. Right hand at the very back. If you're true, wave your hand. Okay. At my left hand side, if you're true, can you wave your hand? Okay. Then those of us this way, if you're true, can you wave your hand? Let's be praying now and getting ready for a fresh anointing. Tonight will be your turn. Tonight will be my turn. Please make sure you go round. And as you finish, stay there. Because tonight you'll see miracle. The choir people, don't come back. Remain there. Just position yourselves. Thank God for those who are praying. Be expectant. As you have come, you will never remain the same. Every problem will drop here. You are true. No, it's okay. Let's rise up.
Somebody there shout amen. Amen. Your healing has now come. Amen. Because God himself said, I will give them an heart to know me, to know him as healer. And when you know him as healer, and you pray, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. That healing will be confirmed right there, immediately tonight, in Jesus' name. Anywhere you are here on the field, or you are in any nation, any country, any location, and you have a sickness, a disease, a bondage, you're presenting to the Lord. And you are saying tonight, I know him as healer. I know him as my deliverer. You lay your hand where you have the challenge. And you raise up the other hand. And we're going to pray. And at the end of that prayer, with a closing amen, check up yourself. You're healed already. You raise up the hand. Lay the hand where you have the sickness, the disease, the infirmity, the impotence, the attack, the affliction. The healer is right there. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Believe. It will be unto you according to your faith.
Amen.
We're ready to pray now. And you are ready to receive.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name,
Amen.
You will not reject any request that comes to you and your people tonight, here, and online, everywhere. We have come so that you manifest your power. We're asking, Lord, that unfailing power, that mountain-moving power, that miracle-working power, come upon everyone now in Jesus' name. From the problem in the head, problem in the bones, problem in the blood, problem in the cells of their body, problem anywhere in their body, Lord, manifest your power, heal them in Jesus' name. You cannot fail. Your promise will not fail. And Lord, we receive healing for everyone. For blind eyes open in Jesus' name. Deaf ears open in Jesus' name. Dumb, tied tongues be loosed in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS, you are healed in Jesus' name. High blood pressure, healed in Jesus' name. Blood, sugar in the blood, you are cleansed, you are healed in Jesus' name. Leprosy, you are cleansed in Jesus' name. Swelling, any part of the body, right now, that swelling, be healed in Jesus' name. Any challenge, any pain, any disease, the Lord touch you right now. The Lord heal you right now. You're on the wheelchair, the power, the strength of the Lord. Come into your bone, come into your joint, and straighten you up. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Attacks and affliction of the devil and all those strange voices you are hearing, I silence them now. Every demonic power, I cast you out. You are free now. Lord, I pray everywhere, to the right, to the left, to the center, to the back, everywhere, manifestation of healing and deliverance and total dominion in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We receive with joy. You have done it. We'll demonstrate your power in our lives right now. And you receive all the glory, all the praise, all the adoration, for the manifestation of your power in every life. It's done. It is done. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray.